In Phoenix, Arizona, wireless provider Consumer Cellular is adding 300 jobs. Truck manufacturer Navistar International has added 800 employees across the country. But it's not enough. Analysts say the long-term unemployment numbers now haven't been this high since the Great Depression. Is it because the unemployed have become dependent on unemployment, as some on the political right would say? Or is it because their skills are outdated, they need training, as many on the left would say? Well, according to some new research and our next guest, it's neither. Heidi Shierholz joins us. She's a labor market economist at the nonprofit left-leaning Economic Policy Institute. And Heidi, you found at least one of the reasons for long-term unemployment is what?
The research is actually pretty clear on this, that the reason people are getting stuck in unemployment for such long periods right now is because there is very weak demand for workers.
There's no jobs.
Yep, you got it. It's really not a worker skills problem. It's not that people are taking vacations on their UI benefits. It really is because we just haven't seen the pickup in job openings and hiring that we would need to see to start putting that pool of unemployed workers back to work.
Give us some stats. How many more of the long-term unemployed are there than job openings?
Right now, there are 3.9 unemployed workers for every job opening. And I want to be clear that that doesn't mean there's 3.9 applications for every job opening. There are likely scores and scores of applications for every job opening on average because unemployed workers apply for many jobs.
And give us a sense of, I said we haven't seen this long-term unemployment since, the Depression. Give us a sense of that. I mean, how much has it increased?
To put this in some kind of perspective, in 2007, before the Great Recession hit, 17.5% of the unemployed were unemployed for more than 6 months. Now it's 42.9%. These are numbers that we just haven't seen anything like before.
And can you give us some examples? I mean, what's the picture of a long-term unemployed American?
The profile of a long-term unemployed worker looks pretty much like the profile of any unemployed worker. Jobs aren't there anywhere across industries, across occupations, across people with different kinds of skill levels. The one exception is age. People who are older, if they do get laid off, tend to get stuck in unemployment for longer periods. Those are folks who've spent a career developing a specific set of skills and experience. So when jobs aren't plentiful, it takes a lot longer for people who have the very specific set of skills and experience to find a good match.
In other words, you're not 25 and you're not about to maybe switch field. But let me just ask you something, Heidi, because we had people on our air who talked about having 150 job openings in a high-tech company, and they very clearly said that the problem was people didn't have the skills. These were people in some cases pushing to bring in more foreign workers to fill these jobs. And they said those jobs were there, and it was very clearly that the American applicant was not trained.
In any labor market, there will always be some degree of mismatch. There's technological change that means you need some kinds of workers who aren't yet trained, but is that explaining an important portion of our persistent high unemployment? And the answer to that is a resounding no. The main problem that we're having right now is a lack of job openings, not that we don't have the right workers.
So it sounds like the way to solve the long-term unemployment is to create more jobs in every sector.
Yeah, the thing to get more of these long-term unemployed back to work is to get jobs back more broadly.
Well, and to touch on the other school of thought here, we've touched on, are they trained? The other school of thought is, cut back on unemployment insurance benefits. Don't lengthen them to make people more desperate to find work. And you say what?
I say that cutting back on unemployment insurance, that will indeed make people more desperate to find work. But in a labor market like this, it's not actually going to make them more likely to find work, because the reason people are stuck in unemployment is because the jobs aren't there. Cutting these benefits at a time when unemployment durations are still so long, the main result of that is just going to be adding more hardship to people who have already been hardest hit by this downturn.
Well, and to make it even harder for the long-term unemployed, some employers have been posting ads with conditions like must be currently employed. Congress is trying to ban that kind of discrimination against the jobless. The New York City Council is moving forward with a similar ban. But meanwhile, we're about to speak to a woman who runs a job networking ministry out of her church. They've sort of made this the church ministry. But this, what you just said, makes that sound so meaningless if, in fact, the jobs aren't there.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I applaud anyone's effort to try to match people up with available jobs, but it's not answering the key problem, which is that jobs aren't there. It's not the fact that people aren't conducting good job searches, which is keeping them in unemployment for long periods. It's actually because the job openings aren't there for them to get matched up with. So while these kinds of programs are great and they can help individuals, overall what we need to solve the long-term unemployment problem is not to get people better resume writing skills, it's actually to get the jobs back.
In the debate over make work, some people call it, and other people call it make jobs, you know, this idea of a New Deal projects to build roads and repair infrastructure, as opposed to giving companies more breaks or waiting out companies who may be waiting out, you know, for instance, the next election before they start hiring. Where do you think the jobs come from?
Well, one of the things that's tricky in a situation like this is usually during a downturn, the Federal Reserve can actually step in, reduce interest rates, which makes money cheaper to borrow, which means businesses invest, that generates economic activity and creates jobs. The problem right now is that interest rates are near zero, so there's very little the Federal Reserve can do to generate jobs. That leaves the other main tool in the government's toolkit to fight recessions, which is fiscal policy. And that's stuff like what was done in the original Recovery Act of February 2009. So fiscal relief to states, expanded safety net measures, direct job creation. This wasn't done in the original Recovery Act, but direct job creation programs in communities that have been particularly hard hit. So really doing a bunch of things to trying to stimulate the economy in every way we can is still what's called for, given the level of crisis in the labor market.